Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are doing our community spotlight. This morning, I have Jesse Purcell from the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance. By the way, they've been our Mindbender sponsors for the month of July, if you guys are Mindbender fans, which I know a lot of people are. But this is a wonderful time to catch up and find out what's going on in Hardin County. By the way, love Hardin County. I live there.
I love Hardin County too, I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
I don't love all the construction and having to find my way through town, but that's not your fault.
It's an adventure every single time. Is this road open? It's fun, right?
Well, when they open a road and then they close it again and then they open it and then they close it again, I don't understand. But that's
it's all for you. We're just trying to keep you on your toes. It's a coordinated effort.
I believe it's improvement to the city.
It is
necessary.
Absolutely. So new water, new sewer. Everybody needs it every 100 years. So we got it too.
That's right. All right. So let's talk about what Hardin County encompasses. Give me some cities and some different things in those areas.
Yes. So one place that I absolutely love and my family is originally from is Mount Victory. And if you haven't been down to see all of the incredible stores that they have down there, all the little shops, they're so unique and you never know what you're going to find. It's like a little surprise every time you go down there. So I really love Mount Victory and I want to encourage people to go down and see these great little stores. And
there's even a coffee shop.
There's a coffee shop and there is, I don't know if you've ever been to Tea for Three, but it is this beautiful little garden shed and it's owned by Peggy Harrison. And I always tease her that she never knows when I'm going to show up in her garden and just sit there because her whole yard is just absolutely beautiful. And then she has this little shop and it is just the funnest place to go hang out and just kind of enjoy being outside and the simplicity of life. I really, yeah, really enjoy Mount Victory.
So a lot of antiquing.
Lots of antiquing, lots of crafts. And what I like to decorate with unique and eccentric pieces.
Yes, yes.
This is the place where you can find unique and eccentric pieces.
That's
so
neat.
If you've been to the old tin cup, it is so cool. They have so many unique things. They've got two floors of just all kinds of different stuff. And then just walking around Mount Victory, they have two different murals that,
yeah,
are incredible. So it is such a fun place to be. You can kill a couple of hours if you're looking for something fun to do.
I was just looking
right
for
there.
Ideas.
Absolutely.
You know, and I got talking to some of the shop owners and they were talking about how, you know, why they did what they do,
yeah,
and how they find stuff. And I thought that was really interesting. And there's a little directional sign right downtown by,
yes,
the park. So you know where all the little shops,
yep,
are because they're not just on the main street.
No, they are not. And there are, you look at it and you go, really? That's a shop. And that's,
yeah,
what makes it so unique. So yeah, you can use the Wayfinder signs and you can end up in somebody's garage, but it's going to be the coolest garage you've ever seen.
Yeah, right. So Mount Victory is 8 miles south of Kenton.
Yes.
And it's only about 30 some minutes from Marysville, I think, right?
Right, right. And if you're going to come from Marysville, you might as well stop at the plaza and eat.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, right?
I mean, just make it a day.
That's true. That is very true. So yeah, visit Mount Victory. Do they have their own website or does it fall under you guys?
They do. They have their own website and then each of the stores have their own Facebook pages as,
oh, nice,
well. So you can kind of stay up to date with them, but they do spend time updating their website. And I think they were just doing that over the last couple of weeks. So
okay,
check them out.
All right. And then before we take a quick break, tell me the website where you guys are at so we can get people to go to your calendar.
Yes, we're at www.hccba.com.
HCCBA.com. All right. We're doing our community spotlight. Jesse Purcell is here. She's with the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance. Hello again.
Hello.
We talked about Mount Victory. What a great little town and nice little shops, mm-hmm, to visit. What else is going on in Hardin County? Got some events coming up?
We do. So we have our annual golf outing that is coming up on August 7th. And I always get super excited for our golf outing because it is so much fun. And, you know,
Putt-putt's
I always go.
More my style.
Oh, it's... It's mine too. I have people ask me questions and I say, I don't even know what you're saying to me right now. Are you speaking English? I don't know.
I had to learn all those. What's a mulligan? And all, you know, I had to learn them all.
I don't know what they mean. And so I just ask my young professionals to take care of that
stuff.
There you
go. All right. So the golf outing is August 7th.
It is. And so we have typically had about 32 teams that have come out and participated in this. And we're just so, so excited about being able to provide this again this year. I think people are ready to get outside and enjoy. Yeah. And golf has been something, you know, during the entire pandemic that people have been enjoying.
Yeah. So yeah, it's true.
We're really, really excited to be able to get our businesses out. And like I said, it is a fun day. We do a fun hole on hole number 5, and we don't tell what it is until the golfers get there, but they get to pay $5 and get to put on some fun costumes.
Oh my gosh.
And things. So it is great. But we have businesses that sponsor all the holes. We have sponsors that are actually sitting on the holes that visit with our golfers. So it is a really, really fun event. So yeah. I encourage you, if you want to come out and participate, give me a call, let me know, and we'll get you involved in it. But it is a great time.
You know, if you're a golfer, you just got to go do it.
Oh, I think at this one, you could even sit in the golf cart and enjoy yourself. It's pretty entertaining.
All right. What else is going on up there? I guess you have a community calendar like we do, correct?
We do. So we have a community calendar that you can find on our website. We do have our cruise night coming up on July 24th. So that has been something that just really has grown. If you've grown up in Kent, you know about cruising the square. It was something that may have started or may have ended around the late 90s, but we've decided that we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And so people are coming up with their awesome cars. And
so you've been doing this a couple of months. How's it morphed from the beginning?
So, you know, it really, in the beginning, we thought, is anybody going to show up?
Right.
And they did. People brought out their old cars and they parked and they kind of just sit and socially distance. They sit from
on
each
the square.
Other. But yes, they look at the cars going around. And it is one of those times where you think, oh, my goodness, am I going to get through the downtown? But it's so much fun. You go around the square one way and then you turn around and go the other direction. So it is fun. And our businesses are open that night. And they really enjoy seeing people come up and just seeing people on the square and enjoying themselves. And that is what it's all about. So we invite you to come up and join us.
All right, cool. How can we find your community calendar and how, because you're there to help businesses. You're there for tourism.
Yes.
They help everybody. You're a great resource.
We do a little bit of all kinds of things. So our website is hccba.com. So they can check us out on there. And we have a Facebook page, which is Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance, and we keep that up to date all the time. So
fantastic.
Visit that as well.
All right. Well, that is our community spotlight. Jesse, thanks for hanging out with me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We are going to be putting that up on the website for a little bit later on in case you guys want to share it. Check it out and under the community tab at shinefmohio.com.
We're community supported Shine FM.